USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael is continuing to head towards the Florida Panhandle with winds as high as 150 miles an hour in the Category 4 hurricane. Experts at the National Hurricane Center describe Michael as potentially catastrophic and possibly the worst storm ever to hit the Panhandle. Florida Senator Marco Rubio on the storm.
Well, it almost becomes cliche-ish, but it's about taking it seriously. Unfortunately, people that have lived through multiple storms sometimes like ascribe the attributes of the last storm to this one. Every storm is different, but this storm is a monstrosity. It's now at 145 miles an hour, and it's not going to weaken as it comes in.
A coroner has concluded that Dylan Thomas, a Georgia high school linebacker, died late last month due to cardiac arrest caused by a head injury. Thomas was pronounced dead at a hospital on September 30th, 2 days after he was injured during a Friday night football game. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Kim Jong-un has invited Pope Francis to North Korea. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The North Korean leader may have taken a recommendation from South Korean President Moon Jae-in to extend an invitation to the Pope following the most recent inter-Korean summit in Pyongyang. Kim's willingness to host Francis could be a sign that North Korea is ready to take unprecedented steps to joining the international community. Pope Francis had previously vocalized his support for the easing of tensions on the peninsula. The Pope has yet to respond to Kim's invitation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
No one won the sixth largest Mega Millions jackpot drawing in history last night. Lottery officials say the prize reached over $470 million, but with no winning tickets, the estimated drawing for Friday night will be $548 million, with a cash option of just over $309 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Rand Paul said he worries that the current political climate will lead to deadly violence, which may include an assassination. He joined Fox News to talk about people needing to be more civil regarding politics.
I was there at the ball field when Stephen Scalise almost died from a very, very angry, violent man who was incited really by rhetoric on the left. And this hasn't been reported enough. When he came onto the field with a semi-automatic weapon, firing probably close to 200 shots at us, shooting five people and almost killing Steve Scalise, he was yelling, "This is for health care." He also had a list of conservative legislators, Republicans, in his pocket that he was willing to kill. So what happens when Democrats say get up in their face, they need to realize that there are a lot of unstable people out there. There are people with anger issues. There are people that are prone to violence. They might even live next door to you. You don't know where these people are. But what we shouldn't do is incite people to violence. And so we've asked Cory Booker to retract those words. We've asked the Democrats in general to try to ratchet it down and say, look, we want peaceful dialogue.
Paul was then asked if Booker responded.
We've heard indirectly from him that he didn't intend to incite violence, and I take him at his word on that. And the problem is rational people might back down, but what's going to happen when the guy comes with a gun to a rally or comes with a knife to a rally? There is going to be an assassination if this doesn't ratchet down, and I think the other side needs to really calm the rhetoric down.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.